It's time for Sports Day. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
Texters and Twitchers and YouTubers, wilding out today. It's the weather. It's me and you being hyped up. 305-567-0560, the number to call or text in. One of the texts we got from the 305, kind of bagging on LeBron James. LeBron James is not elite. He's a decent player who's won by hopping onto elite teams and riding them while they're high and then leaving them when they're low. And I put, he also put, he's an elite destroyer of coaches and teams. I put, come on, LeBron is elite whether you like him or not. All-time NBA scorer and four championships. Reply, meh, role player at best. Then he put LOL. I just hate him for leaving us. Okay.
Sound like, get over it, man. Still waiting? Are you still fiending for that? Like, just get over that, bro.
I mean, the role player at best. I didn't see the LOL afterwards. Okay, so actually that is pretty clever. I like that. That is good. So point for you right there. Got some other ones. My guy Mark the Heat. I kind of caught some shrapnel for this. I don't know why. Hawkes should be the slam dunk champion over Dan Day's guy, McClung. Why is Matt McClung my guy?
You're right.
Is that it?
Intangibles.
Is that it? We team up like that?
Yeah.
I was cheering for Jaime Hawkes Jr. You can't just assume that. You can't assume that. Now, Mark does bring up a good point. Mark the Heat brings up a good point. Day, would you dump everything around you as soon as you make it to the A-list? Vlad, you and I have had this discussion multiple times. The answer is you owe it to yourself to do that. It's true. You can't bring somebody along and bring people along with you. They don't fit in. You can't go to a party with Taylor Swift and her friends and you're just some dude that lives in Northeast
Miami. Ryan Reynolds, by the way, Ryan Reynolds. You can't be leaving her, your wife just dolo like that. There's snipers out there, B.
Blake Lively's looking good. I mean, good.
Yeah, wife was looking
nice. I like how Taylor Swift had a rotating cast, too. One minute she's next to Ice Spice. Next minute she's next to Blake Lively.
Suite must have been like the VIPs of all VIPs.
I honestly think, now this is a hot take, I honestly think like, she charged you. Like Ice Spice is like
you had to get a. I think you had to get a band. No, you know
you
what?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
no.
It's like you know how you pay to be in like certain events.
I heard how it happened. You ready?
Breakdown. It was. I think they paid money
the week before. It was the week before the Grammys. They were partying together.
Okay.
And then
she got drunk.
She asked, "Are you going to Vegas for the Super Bowl?" It was like, "Yeah, I don't have a ticket." Oh, girl, come through. And that was it. Bunk, bunk. She's there.
But
that's how
again,
it is.
Taylor
that's
Swift.
That's how it is. Taylor Swift is. She's a nice person.
The good
to everyone
thing about being Taylor Swift is. You're drunk. You say some things. You can cash those checks. Your butt has money to cash those checks. You and I go to Bob's Your Uncle on the Rocks. Yo, you need tickets to the Panthers game or the Heat game? We got you. You get that text on Monday. Still got me on that Panthers or Heat game? Taylor Swift, I got you. Super Bowl. Oop, I shouldn't have been drunk and invited Ice Spice, but I got this. Come on, use some of your Taco Bell money.
Did you hear the funny rumor that was going on?
Mm-mm.
That she got Kanye West removed from the suite below him?
That's ballin'. That's ballin'.
If it's not true, I just like it. I just like the fact.
That happened.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. It's not fair. That's respect. I really thought that she went to like certain celebrities and was like, yo, if you give me $500,000.
I would charge.
Yeah, because they're automatically going to get hype and make money. Like Ice Spice, give me $500,000.
I bet you a lot of people started buying more Dunkin' Donuts just because of Ice Spice.
Ice Spice comes in.
Sitting with Taylor.
And they have someone watching the TV. Okay, Ice Spice, she got her view. Now bring in Blake Lively. Blake Lively. Whoo,
but that's her people's. That's her people's. They've always been there.
Right, but then, you know, Blake. Okay.
But when did Blake Lively become a KC Chiefs fan? That's the thing, though.
There's a lot of bandwagon fans in this
so
room.
So here's the funny part, right?
No,
so
Taylor's real.
Let's. Here's funny, right? Because we saw this happen early this week, last week. When the rumor of Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan breaking up, right?
Mm.
She posted, "Oh, when you break up with your boyfriend, do your friends have to break up with him?"
Yes, that is that is yes.
So now that Taylor and Travis are together, if they do break up, does that mean Travis can't be friends with Blake Lively and Ice Spice and all these other people?
Cannot. And they can't be Kansas City Chiefs fans anymore either.
I mean, Taylor left the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep.
That to me is a
blood's thicker than water, but
that's a sin.
Yeah, but you got a man, your man, and everything like that. That's okay to do that. If your man is your man and your woman is your woman and stuff like that, you can do that. I understand that. It's okay to homie hop or whatever you want to call that, team hop, if that's it, you know. But you do have to break up with the friends if you break up with the girl or the guy. I've lost some friendships. Friendships I didn't want to lose, but you got to do what you got to do. You got to take sides. You got to take the right side.
Depending on how the breakup happens. But, yeah, you got to side with your boy.
Yeah, even if he's wrong or she's wrong. I mean, no. I had a girl.
If he's wrong, you side with him even more.
I had a girl that was my friend. She got married. Her husband and I, really, really good friends. Really, really tight. We got along. We did everything together. We had fun. And then she ended up cheating on him, and it became known. They got a divorce. I had to ride with her, man. She was wrong, but she was my friend first, so I got to.
Nah, you're always gonna ride. But what happens?
Got to ride with your guy.
And I don't know
girl.
If we've had this discussion.
I ride with you no matter what, Vlad.
You're my cousin, man. I'm gonna ride with you.
Memorize my number. You know why?
Oh, for jail.
Yeah. You should always memorize a couple of numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. That's common sense. But what happens?
Well.
But what happens if you? I don't know if we've discussed this already. But what happens if you? You know. Your boy has a girl, you cool, and then you become friends with her homegirl.
Mm.
And then y'all start going out
so it's
together.
It's a couple.
It's a couple, but their couple break up.
Tough. I was going to say something. Tough time.
Who you side with? Because that's still Shorty's home. That's still Shorty's best friend, and
you roll with your
that's
dude.
Your man.
You tell her. You roll with your dude. I roll with my dude. You roll with your girl. We're cool. And then you have like joint custody situations where you kind of hang out here and there with them. And there. Maybe they have girls' night. Maybe you have guys' night. Kind of deal with that. You don't need your relationship because, you know, that's taking it too far.
That's nasty work.
But you ride with your dude. Don't you dare.
Yeah.
He cheated on her. And don't you dare try to take her.
No, because what if your girlfriend says, that's my best friend. That's like my sister.
I mean, you can still be civil and cordial. It's just she's not your girl. She's not. I'm going to say not your girl.
That's why, yo, you don't get involved with your homeboy's girlfriend's best friend.
Nasty.
It's nasty work because if they don't,
we've all been.
Because you know your boy. You know your boy if he's tricking. You know that your boy is stepping out. You know
You know the shelf life of your boy and his relationship.
Yeah.
You know it ain't more than 8-10 months.
And you've jumped on grenades and all of that for your boy.
I've done that a lot.
And he's done that for you, so you already know.
I've jumped on some grenades, man.
I've jumped on some mortars, bro.
Some of them I haven't minded, though. It's just weird, man. It's weird, like, the next day and week. And then every time, you know, they're always inviting you out to do things. And you're like, oh, man, I don't want to go get sushi. Come on, bro. We're going to have a good time. Like, she's going to be there, man. She's going to hang out. And I just don't want to go. Come on, bro. And they always get you with this. Come on, man. Drink a beer. Let's take a shot. Let's have drinks on me. Because he knows what the drinks are going to do. Grenade time.
Last thing.
Part two.
Last thing on this, right? So. And I knew this was going to be, immediately when you saw it, I knew this was going to be the number one topic, but not for the sportscasters, but for the rag magazines. When Travis got upset and bumped Andy Reid and nobody knew the cause and everything like that,
yeah.
I could tell, like, oh, my God. You know, everybody's going to be like, oh, my, Taylor was so upset with Travis for yelling at and bumping the old man coach Andy Reid. You know, friends are wondering if he's going to have that type of anger. And yeah, he's so aggressive. Can he handle that aggression with Taylor? That was the number one thing. We're watching the Super Bowl now because a guy showcased his passion. Now we have to read about it in like or watch it on ET on Entertainment Tonight and E or All Extra, whatever all these rag magazines and ragtag shows are all about.
Abusive relationship.
Right. Like, come on, man. This is the Super Bowl where people show emotion. But like, oh, Taylor was very worried about Travis's outburst. Get out of here. That's why I wanted Chef Curry to win. That's why I needed sports to be sports. I'm sorry.
Nah.
I need machismo.
Machismo. Florida Atlantic's coming back. They're only down by 8 with about 3.5 minutes left now, Southern Florida, South Florida.
Ooh, if they come back and win.
That's going to be balling.
That's
I'm going to stand on my head. Panthers, they beat the Lightning 9-2.
Best team in South Florida.
Record 11th straight road win. That's something right there.
Second NHL best team in hockey.
12. Cats return home to face the Senators Tuesday at 7. Kingsman's basketball team, they're maybe the worst team in South Florida right now. They've lost four in a row, falling to Boston College 85-77 yesterday. Duke comes to town Wednesday at 7. I hear there's a guy for Duke, because my dude Nathan is a big fan, who looks like me and has like black fingernails and everything like that, and talks noise the whole time in games to opposing fans. That might be my new favorite player. Let me see, what's his name? Hold on, let's check him out. I still have the text. He balled yesterday too. He had a lot of points. It says Jared McCain is the guy.
Okay.
Paints his fingernails and talks S to people all the time.
I know who to talk crap to on Wednesday night.
Yep. Look for Jared McCain. Call him an emo kid or something. I don't know. Do something like that. Got the All-Star game tonight, 8 o'clock. Bam Adebayo going to be starting in place of Joel Embiid. That is quite the accomplishment to have a player on your team as a starter in the All-Star
Doc game. Rivers is going to play Bam all 48 minutes.
Oh, you're going to try to wear him out?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Get him tired.
Not a dumb move, but that's actually showing him a lot of respect, though, so I don't know. We'll see. Inter Miami, they open their season, MLS season, Wednesday at 8, Dry Pink Stadium against Real Salt Lake. I don't like Real Salt Lake to begin with. Now they're playing my favorite team. We got this. The Marlins, they continue spring training. Featherweight, Ilya Topuria, he KO'd Alexander Volkanovski.
Great fight.
Second round, UFC 298.
A good card. Good UFC card. Oh, my God. The women were fighting, boy.
Woo! Fight, man. I enjoy the women UFC fights as much as I enjoy the men UFC fights. They're equal to me. No Steph Curry, Sabrina Ionescu here. I like it. Now, never. Never, ever. Ever, 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 ever. Is all I'm going to say.
No, it was a good, it was a good card. You had, I forgot the ladies' names, but they put on a show. And then the two main events, the co-main event, the Brazilian guy looks like he should be in a fitness magazine. And then Whitaker, I think he's from Australia. They had a good three rounds. Listen, man, the brothers don't like when get kicked. Don't kick me, man. Don't kick me.
I don't know anybody that likes to get kicked.
Nah, but brothers really hate when getting kicked. Like, don't kick me. You kick me, I got to kill you. I'm sorry. You don't kick me in the side with your side of your foot in my face. And those things,
sound is nasty.
Do you hear that sound? It's like, bow, knock like, you senseless. But they were fighting.
Nasty. Speaking of nasty, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. A vlogger here in Florida is eating raw chicken for 100 days or until he gets hospitalized.
Day two. Don't worry. He'll be hospitalized in 2 days.
Sounds like an absolutely terrible plan. You know, forget chicken. Who needs chicken? It's time to take some shots. Anthony Weaver the other day was taking shots. Were they fireball shots? Were they straight up vodka shots? Or were they water shots? We're going to determine that next here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
Yeah. Feel that chat now. Yeah. Shonda Paul. So me go so then. Well, I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what
them
want
do.
Still, I got to stick to my girls like glue. And I might not play number two.
Man.
All I know the time is just getting jet.
All of a sudden got excited for 4 o'clock today when we get off the air. Sean Paul. My eyes are like this.
Okay.
Speaking of inebriation, Anthony Weaver. No, he was not inebriated the other day, but he was introduced as the Miami Dolphins' new defensive coordinator, and he said some things that my cousin Vladimir Louisant raised eyebrows about, saying that some of his statements were maybe subtle shots at Vic Fangio as Vic Fangio walks out the door. So I said, why not? Let's go ahead and listen to some of these statements, and Vlad and I are going to decide whether it was shots, or if it was just, you know, Anthony Weaver talking. Let's get things started with him saying, hey, I was a player. That's going to help me out as a coach.
I think that's been a huge asset to me just in general throughout my coaching career. Not necessarily for the ups of what I did while I played, but more just the hardships and adversity that I faced, because I can help coach guys through that so that they can persevere and ultimately, hopefully, be better than I was at those same situations. So that is probably the biggest asset for me in terms of like my playing career, just having the ability to coach guys through those adverse situations.
I'm going to say that's not a shot at Vic Fangio.
Nah, that's not a shot. That's not a shot at Fangs.
He could have been like, unlike some coaches, I was a player, but...
It don't matter. Him being a player with Fangs' experience. Fangs has almost over 40 years of experience. You can't do that.
So we'll say, no, that wasn't a shot. That was just him simply saying that. Let's see if there was a shot this time. He talked about the new scheme that he's going to run being a lot like it was in Baltimore.
I think the scheme that we use in Baltimore is actually extremely multiple and flexible. And the foundation of what we're going to do here will be from that. But the beauty in that is a lot of the things that they've already done here that they've had success in, we are very similar there. So there should be a lot of crossover teaching. But I think in this league, it's hard to just pigeonhole yourself as one particular thing because you're going to face different situations throughout the entire year, whether it's weather, injuries, there's a multitude of factors. And your scheme better be flexible enough to, one, adapt to the players and adapt to whatever situation you may be in. So...
We got shots! Wow, he couldn't help but take a couple of jabs right in there. That was definite shots. Everybody! That was shots, man. You got to be flexible. And then he threw the weather thing in there at the end and stuff like that. That was shots.
Yeah, it was absolute shots at the old man.
Well played, though, because at first he didn't come out the gate with the shot. He kind of slowed.
Nah, he said it, and then he worked his way to let people know, like, look, I'm not like the other guy here. I'm, you know,
very similar.
I'm flexible.
Very similar, but whenever you hear that, very similar, but there'll be some cross-teaching, but you got to be flexible, whether it be the weather.
Is that a one-point game we got here? I'm sorry to cut you off. Is that a one-point game again?
Florida Atlantic has come all the way back from down by 23 to cut it to a one-point game with 23 seconds left. My goodness.
Let's go, Owls!
So they're in a timeout. Let's hear another one real quick. Anthony Weaver talked about he's got mad respect for Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, so I've known Mike since 2006. I mean, he was a QC in Houston when I played there. And who you guys see on a week-to-week basis is who he has always been. I had a tremendous amount of respect when I played not under him directly, but I just saw his work ethic as a veteran player at that particular point. And then when I had the opportunity to coach with him in Cleveland, I was like, oh, he's special. It took the rest of the world a little bit longer to see that than I did. Some other head coaches along the way, I tried to get him to hire Mike, wouldn't listen. And hey, to their detriment, right? But from a coaching standpoint, philosophically, we believe in the same things. We believe it. I'm going to go back. So do you guys remember Clarence Brooks? All right, Clarence Brooks, he coached here defensive line back early 2000s, something like that. He's since passed, all right? Rest in peace. But Clarence used to say, this game has been and always will be about the players. And I believe that wholeheartedly. And as an ex-player, I know how finite this career is. And because of that, I take my responsibility in the leadership position as a defensive coordinator extremely, extremely important. And I don't want to waste anybody's very finite time in this league. So because of that, man, like, we want to be great in all that we do.
Got close, but I don't think that was a shot. Towards the end, he kind of said he didn't want to waste players' time.
Yeah, at the end he did.
But
so I didn't understand if that, maybe that was a shot because of the fact that there were certain young players who were in the doghouse. And
Smith.
Yeah. So I don't know if that was something with that there, but.
I'm going to say no shot.
Not necessarily a shot, but, you know, just a reference.
Okay. So Anthony Weaver continued on talking about he's the type of defensive coordinator, doesn't sit up in the booth in that ivory tower. He's down there on the field.
I'm a downstairs guy, man. Wow. I need to feel, right, what's going on in the game, feel how the players are reacting to a situation, and hopefully be a positive influence in whatever reaction that is. So I don't think you can have that same effect from up in the booth.
That's a shot. That is a shot right there, Vlad.
There's many shots there. He wants to feel the game. I don't know. Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
But definitely was taking a shot at Fangs. But Fangs is old. He's not going to keep his old ass in the downstairs.
But he says, you got to have a feel for it. You got to do this. That was a direct shot. I'm down there. I'm with the players. I'm with in the trenches while I'm not up in the ivory tower like the last guy was sitting there just looking down on everyone.
Yeah, but he's also young.
Nah. I know.
Yeah. Still, I mean, it was a shot.
That's a shot. Anthony Weaver went on to say analytics, a key to his game.
At this point in time, like, I think you're a fool not to listen to some of the analytical data. And there's so much positive uses of it. Some of it needs to be filtered, absolutely. But if you're not at this point in time, like, you're behind. And we certainly want to make sure we're staying ahead of the trends.
I'm going to say that's like a kamikaze shot, not like a hard shot.
Is it a shot at Fangs? Because I would think McDaniel uses the analytics, so therefore...
Everyone knows the old don't like numbers. They like the feel. They like the feel of the game. Pause.
Well, wait a minute. But the young wants to feel the game, pause, because Anthony Weaver wants to be downstairs to feel the game.
Yeah, but he still likes the analytics. Analytics is a youth term. He's saying he takes advantage of all the numbers and everything like that.
The old like to use their eyes.
Yeah. So, like I said, it was a kamikaze shot. It wasn't a shot of Everclear or a shot of whiskey or anything like that. It's one of those, you know, like weak shots that you can sip on. But, you know, a little bit of a shot. Mm. Last but not least, Anthony Weaver talked about players' attitude.
The players are the same, right? You hear guys saying, like, this decade players or whatever, they're soft, all this stuff with social media. The players are the same. They want to be coached hard and they want to be loved up, right? And that's what I believe in. I believe coach them hard and love them up, man. And usually when you do that, they tend to respond for you.
That's a shot. I'm sorry. That is a shot right there. Vic Fangio and his old school was, the old school like to say this. That's a shot. That's a shot, Vlad.
Yeah, that's a shot from the comments you heard about Philadelphia. Coming out of Philadelphia with Ron Jarofsky saying that, you know, the players in Miami were soft and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can make yourself more light in that press conference, and he did a good job of doing that. Like, the players know who they got. They got a defensive coordinator who's going to be stand by their side, listen to them, take their data and, you know, input it in the game plan. There were shots. There was a lot of shots that was taken at the previous defensive coordinator. So, but I also want to say this. This is Mike McDaniel's third defensive coordinator in 3 years.
This has got to be his guy. It seems like they're kind of on the same page. There's a lot of respect. They've kind of worked together. They've played, you know, and everything like that. This is the thing. Anthony Weaver, Vic Fangio, very different guys, very different styles. I think he did a good job of not only saying what he needed to say about himself, but also kind of playing the old PR, kind of being the hype man, kind of saying, you know, this guy, forget about him. We're going to do it this way and it's going to work. Thought it was a great job by Anthony Weaver. Sometimes got to take a couple shots. Might take a couple shots after work, man. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. Unfortunately, FAU did not get enough shots in. They lost by 4, Vlad. They came back from, I think, 23 down. Ended up losing to South Florida by 4. That's tough.
I took the over. It hit.
Ah, so out of the ashes comes a phoenix for Vlad.
Absolutely.
Let's get into some Something or Nothing next. Shots on 560 WQAM.
What y'all thought y'all wasn't going to see me? I'm the Osiris of this.
Ah, that time. Something or Nothing, where I run through some things that are happening in the world. And Vlad, you decide whether it is something or nothing at all. Got something for you right now. Tomorrow, it's you and I for Tobin and Leroy, so I'm going to guess I'm Tobin, you're Leroy, right?
Yes.
That's realistic?
Yes.
That's acceptable?
Yes.
Yeah. You and I, so basically it's this show in place of Tobin and Leroy tomorrow from 10 to 2. We're going to have Twitch,
basically
YouTube, everything like that. I'm going to do all that. It's going to be cool. YouTube, Twitch, 560, Odyssey app, everything. Trying not to run out of material. I really came in today being like, Vlad, I don't know what we're going to talk about. We have been fired up today. It's been awesome. I got a lot to talk about. We still have another hour. We have a full show today, full show tomorrow. Should be a whole lot of fun. President's Day. All-time favorite president, Vlad? Go.
All-time president?
All-time favorite president.
Oh, you know. Automatically, it's Barack, number one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Barack's number one. Followed by Slick Willie.
I know. Bill Clinton was so cool, man.
Slick Willie.
My number one, though, is Abraham Lincoln. Great guy. Did a lot for this country. Kept this country actually
together. You guys used to go to theater together?
No, we didn't catch...
You didn't catch flicks? You didn't catch movies?
You didn't catch plays? What was the play? America... Oh, I can't remember the name of the play. I wasn't around back then. Nonetheless, Abraham Lincoln. I got to go with Bill Clinton because, you know, we're Southern and we like women.
I mean, that's love Ronnie Reagan.
No.
I loved Reagan.
Okay, I'm not getting into that.
I loved Reaganomics in the 80s, man.
Number three would
big
be
business.
John F. Kennedy because of my Irish Catholic heritage.
I only like JFK because he had side pieces.
I like the presidents. I like the ladies. I mean, what do you want from me, man?
Well, who doesn't like the presidents?
I see a lot of myself in those guys. You know, and Abraham Lincoln, like him and Mary Todd, there is some rumors that she got him drunk and he got her pregnant. And she kind of dirty like that, but you know. You got to do what you got to do, you know? You think you're going to get that history lesson. So you get history lessons on Abe Lincoln all the time, but you don't get a history lesson on that Mary Todd got him drunk one night and took advantage of him and got pregnant from that, and then he had to marry her because back then you had to make an honest woman out of a pregnant woman or else, you know, it gets crazy. It's crazy.
Okay.
Let's do some something or not. Let's not digress too much here. Daytona 500 pushed to tomorrow due to rain. It is pouring here in El Portal, Little Haiti, whatever you want to call it. That sucks because I was going to go walk around and do some drinking after this. Nonetheless, Vlad, something or another with Daytona 500 being supposedly pushed.
It's something because
people are there.
People were there. I don't know if you want to, you know, you want to get back. Tomorrow's a holiday, so you might want to be able to get back home and relax and rest up until you start the work week. But something for us to watch tomorrow because we had nothing to watch.
I mean, drunk, hot.
Panthers don't play till Tuesday.
Redneck women locked up in a RV with alcohol. That could be a good time.
That's always a good time.
That could be a good time. Adam Silver, he says they are going to reassess the G League's Ignite initiative following the NIL and the NCAA. If you don't know what the Ignite is, that's the whole thing where you can leave from high school and go to the G League for a year or two. You can make money, you can develop, then you can get drafted. They're going to reassess that, most likely get rid of it because of the whole NIL in college. It's just a better system. You get free schooling, you get free room and board, and you get paid either way. So is that something or nothing?
Something. As long, you know, something, because we don't know what's going to happen yet.
And you know what? You get Adam Silver, you get the feeling that he's like, we're not a daycare anymore. Like, let them handle that. We don't want to handle young guys.
Oh, well, maybe, yeah, if the players are make money in college, let them handle that. I see that. I can see that. But nonetheless,
you're not a necessary middleman.
Yeah, but if the players say that they want that, Adam Silver will do what the players want. He's a players commissioner.
Players commissioner. Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign. They're scheduled to
Vultures
perform at Rolling Loud, California. Something or nothing.
Yeah, it's always something. Anytime you know.
They've had all types of issues with that music they made, bro. Like, there's all types of weird legal stuff.
It was supposed to come out. It wasn't released early, but it's Kanye.
I think they had the preview party right down there at the Oasis in Wynwood, and it was like a secret show, and they were on for like 3 minutes. And
the album came out, what, Tuesday of this week?
But like, there was a secret listening at Oasis in Wynwood, and like, literally, like, people were there, and it was like playing, but they didn't know it was playing. And then like, towards the end, Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign came out, and like, kind of talked. It was weird, man. And there's some very, Kanye says some very, and if you think that I said some things earlier that are kind of crazy, Kanye says some things that are really, really inappropriate on that album.
I mean, it's Yeezy.
I mean, I can't repeat them. They're that vulgar. At least in my opinion, they're that vulgar. And it's not just cuss words. It's content. Like, do I like Ty Dolla $ign? Is it okay to like Ty Dolla $ign?
Well, wouldn't you like Ty Dolla
$ign? I think he's a cool rapper. I think he's all right. I mean, he's hanging out with the wrong crowd, but, you know.
Leave Ye alone, man.
Leave him alone. Poor Ye.
Leave Yeezy alone. Leave Kanye
alone. Poor Ye alone. Poor Ye. Nonetheless, they're going to be at Rolling Loud. Maybe they'll be here in Miami Rolling Loud. We don't know. We'll have to see. A Rhode Island hiker.
Okay.
Recently killed a coyote with his bare hands, defending himself from an attack from that coyote. Something or nothing.
That's something.
That's a man.
That's a badass dude right there.
Is that Jason Kelsey?
I don't know, man. You killed a coyote?
Coyotes are no joke, bro.
Oh, hold on. Was it a baby coyote?
No, it was a man.
It might have been a woman.
Actually, you're probably better off fighting a male coyote than a female coyote.
So it was an aggressive coyote.
Aggressive coyote that was attacking
with
him.
With your bare hands? How do you just strangle? I don't know. All right, I'm just not messing with him, man.
I mean, I don't like killing animals.
If you can kill animals, with your
bare hands. Survival of the fittest. Yeah, that man can fight, okay?
I'm not effing with you, bro. Yeah, you good, bro.
You walk into a bar, you got a problem, bro?
I'm that
dude that killed a hyena or whatever with my bare hands. Nope, I'm good. Get this guy a beer.
We're cool. You got that, man. We're cool. You're good. You got that.
Cool. Sorry about that, man. I didn't mean to bump you. Or you didn't mean, you probably didn't mean to bump me. We're cool. Did you hear this? Gen Zers are bringing back the landline phone because they think they look cool. Is that something or nothing, Vlad? You got the rotary, you got the cord, you got all that good stuff.
Oh my God.
It's nothing, but they
always say what was old will always come back in 20, the future.
20, 30 years, yeah, baby.
Who wants a landline? Now, don't get it twisted.
No, they sound great. They work all the time.
I'm not going to hold you. Back in junior high, when you were talking to a girl and you were in the landline, and then your mom would be like, hey, who's on that phone?
They try to be slick. So, yeah, okay, yeah, wait. Who's on the line? Who's on the
Who are you talking to? You don't pay the bills here?
Mom, get off the phone. Get off the phone.
Yeah, I can't go back to that. Not when you have your own cell phone.
I would love to snoop on some of your conversations. That would be so awesome.
Boy, man, those were good times. But being, you know, in retrospect, thinking about it right now, it was fun because, yeah, when you were talking to someone, you were using a landline, and that girl liked you. She's actually spending that time on the phone talking to you.
And, you know, you could tell, like, they'd be like, man, you ain't talking to Julie. Be like, oh, man, I promise you, man, we're talking on the phone. No, here, pick it up. Let's call her.
Oh.
I don't know why I went, doot, doot, doot.
Kring, call kring, waiting, kring, call forwarding, kring. Second, another line.
Hello. Hey, can I speak with Julie, please? Who is it? It's Dan. Okay, Julie, Dan's on the phone. I told you, man. Oh, no, shit. Oh, shh. Hey, Dan, what's up? Hey, Julie, you know, I was just wanting to call you, see what's going on. Call you again, you know, because we talk all the time. I know, we've been on the phone a lot lately. Your friend's like, damn, man, that's cool. I don't know, man, but that could be, we could be.
Did you just give me a whole, like, dramatization of a phone call you had?
That was a reenactment, bro.
It was really, like, literally.
That was
like,
a reenactment.
You remember word for word everything that happened.
That was a reenactment, bro. My best friend, Bo Boudreaux, was on the other line.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Damn.
Because they're not going to utilize it the way it should be used.
No, they're going to take Instagram pictures.
Come on, fam. No, no, no. Not for the old phone.
TikTok, man. That is.
Nah.
I like how Instagram and TikTok, they read your algorithm and they send you what you really want to see. And do you want to see what? Let's do this, Vlad. Let's see how Instagram has read my algorithm. This is totally impromptu. Am I right, Vlad? And we got a camera. Hopefully, I'll give you some time if you're on the Twitch and YouTube.
I'm sorry.
So we're going on at Dan Day Radio on Instagram. Let's see what the algorithm has read for me. I'm going to hit
the landline was so great because you could see the multitasking that, you know, your mom could do. Your mom could be cooking on the phone with her best friend or your grandmother and still throw a shoe and hit you in the head for acting up.
Yep. That's how they do things, man. Yeah, because the phone was always.
She was always with the phone. They're always in triple threat position, bro.
Oh yeah,
they're always in triple threat.
Cooking on the
triple threat position.
And if your mom had one of the, it was really a talker. She had that like weird foam thing that was on the handle of the phone, so she could put it close to her neck.
Game changer. You ready for this?
Let's go.
Wireless. Oh man.
When
the phone was portable,
you could go in any room.
Ah, that was it. Mom was whooping your ass anything.
There could be a day where you could actually talk outside. Now you can do it all over. Okay, so Vlad, you know I'm a big music guy. I'm into sports and all this stuff. What do you think the algorithm for Instagram has picked up when I hit the search button? What do you think it's going to be all of? Be honest.
Phones.
No. Women, bro.
It was always about. Why?
That's the algorithm. Look, if you're watching on Twitch and YouTube, this is impromptu.
That poor woman.
All bad ones. That's what the algorithm has chosen for me. Just all bad ones. And all bad ones to my liking. Did you notice that? They were all very similar looking ladies. I love Instagram and TikTok. Now, TikTok, I can't even get into TikTok right now. It takes too long to log in, and the videos are just amazing.
Nobody likes to talk.
You got to know what my TikTok line is full of. That algorithm, man.
Baddies.
That algorithm. I mean, like, I'm into a lot of different stuff, but there is one thing I am definitely into, according to Instagram and TikTok. Bill Clinton. Did that. Get this, Vlad, a 48-year-old had a heart attack during a half marathon. Didn't faze him. He finished anyway. Something or nothing.
Oh, that's something. He's a badass. What the hell? You catching a heart attack and you still trying to finish the race?
Dude, that's how fanatical those racers and runners are, dude.
It's like, not even that.
Man, I've been training for this. F that.
You know, I mean, he's a badass, but there's some type of things that are badass that I'm not trying to pull.
I mean, what, imagine if you had a heart attack on the Kaseya Center Court when you were playing basketball the other day.
Oh, Jesus. That'd have been bad. That'd have been really bad.
What was the final score of that game?
Was it 21-4?
Oh, well, yeah, two baskets.
Yeah, it was 21-4.
I heard y'all made two baskets.
Yeah, 21-4.
I heard there was a volume shooter on the team.
Oh, she was a volume shooter. She was definitely a volume shooter.
Her Figgy got mad at me the other day. Wait, you know how to play basketball? Yeah, I mean, I played in high school. I was AAU. You know, I could have walked on in a college basketball team. She's like, we needed you. I was like, oh, hell no. Hell no. I saw what happened to y'all. Whew. Does that video up anywhere?
I hope not. I want to burn that video. That's a stain I don't want.
I thought that you did it as comedy.
No.
We were talking about comedy routines. Our dude, Channing Crowder's got a comedy show coming up at the Danny Improv, which you work. That is going to be on March 3rd at 6 o'clock. I thought maybe you were trying to put together a comedy routine.
Oh, no. The comedy routine was thinking that I'm still 36 or 26 when I'm 46.
That's why I chose not to be a comedian and not play. When I got that text, I said, oh, hell no.
And it was horrible planning.
Plus, you also went up against ringers, which made it even worse. Like, seriously, you were playing like some call center. There was a 6'7" guy, a girl.
Nah, fam, they brought in ringers. They brought in ringers.
They had a girl that was like a collegiate basketball
player. Nah, she looked like she was Kelsey Plum.
A 6'7" guy and like another like 6'4" guy. Who at the call center? What call center has that?
Yo, fam, the first play they ran, buddy tried to dunk on me. Like, he tried to put me in this dance.
Like, Marcos grab a dude that the only reason he can get dunked on is because he grabbed
him? Yeah, he grabbed him. The guy was in mid-flight.
There's no way.
His genitals were, like, all around Marcos' face. It was nasty.
There's no way you should be playing charity / whatever fun basketball, and people should be dunking and running plays. I'm sorry. That's a ringer. That's a D move right there. I'm not going to lie. That's a D move. It doesn't help your business out. It doesn't make your business better. Didn't make our business better with the team we put out there, but that's besides the point. Dating columnist recently said the worst lovers are rich men.
The worst lovers?
Yeah, because they know they got it.
I can pay you.
They don't have to do nothing. They don't have to impress you.
Listen, I'm rich. I'm not trying to. It's all about my pleasure, not yours.
It's about my pleasure. You want me.
What y'all thought y'all wasn't going to see me?
That time, something or nothing, where I run through some things that are happening in the world, and Vlad, you decide whether it is something or nothing at all. Got something for you right now. Tomorrow, it's you and I for Tobin and Leroy, so I'm going to guess I'm Tobin, you're Leroy, right?
Yes.
That's realistic?
Yes.
That's acceptable?
Yes.
Yeah. You and I, so basically it's this show. In place of Tobin and Leroy tomorrow from 10 to 2. We're going to have Twitch,
basically
YouTube, everything like that. I'm going to do all that. It's going to be cool. YouTube, Twitch, 560, Odyssey app, everything. Trying not to run out of material. I really came in today being like, Vlad, I don't know what we're going to talk about. We have been fired up today. It's been awesome. I got a lot to talk about. We still have another hour. We have a full show today, full show tomorrow. Should be a whole lot of fun. President's Day, all-time favorite president, Vlad, go.
All-time president?
All-time favorite president.
Oh, you know. Automatically, it's Barack, number one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Barack's number one. Followed by Slick Willie.
I know. Bill Clinton was so cool, man.
Slick Willie.
My number one, though, is Abraham Lincoln. Great guy. Did a lot for this country.
Oh, yeah?
Kept this country actually
together. You guys used to go to theater together?
No, we didn't catch.
You didn't catch flicks? You didn't catch movies?
We didn't catch.
You didn't catch plays?
What was the play? America. Oh, I can't remember the name of the play. I wasn't around back then. Nonetheless, Abraham Lincoln. I got to go with Bill Clinton because, you know, we're Southern and we like women. I mean, that's
love Ronnie Reagan?
No.
I love Reagan.
Okay, I'm not getting into that.
I loved Reaganomics in the 80s, man.
Number three would
big
be
business.
John F. Kennedy because of my Irish Catholic heritage.
I only like JFK because he had side pieces.
I like the presidents. I like the ladies. I mean, what do you want from me, man?
Well, who doesn't like the presidents?
I see a lot of myself in those guys. You know, and Abraham Lincoln, like, him and Mary Todd, there is some rumors that she got him drunk and he got her pregnant. And she's kind of dirty like that, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do, you know. You think you're going to get that history lesson. So you get history lessons on Abe Lincoln all the time, but you don't get a history lesson on that Mary Todd got him drunk one night and took advantage of him and got pregnant from that. And then he had to marry her because back then you had to make an honest woman out of a pregnant woman or else, you know, it gets crazy. gets crazy.
Okay.
Let's do some something or not. Let's not digress too much here. Daytona 500 pushed to tomorrow due to rain. It is pouring here in El Portal, Little Haiti, whatever you want to call it. That sucks because I was going to go walk around and do some drinking after this. Nonetheless, Vlad, something or nothing with Daytona 500 being supposedly pushed.
It's something because
people are there.
People were there. I don't know if you want to, you know, you want to get back. Tomorrow's a holiday, so you might want to be able to get back home and relax and rest up until you start the work week. But something for us to watch tomorrow because we had nothing to watch.
I mean, drunk, hot.
Panthers don't play till Tuesday.
Redneck women locked up in a RV with alcohol. That could be a good time.
That's always a good time.
That could be a good time. Adam Silver, he says they are going to reassess the G League's Ignite initiative following the NIL and the NCAA. If you don't know what the Ignite is, that's the whole thing where you can leave from high school and go to the G League for a year or two. You can make money, you can develop, then you can get drafted. They're going to reassess that, most likely get rid of it because of the whole NIL in college. It's just a better system. You get free schooling, you get free room and board, and you get paid either way. So is that something or nothing?
Something, as long, you know, something, because we don't know what's going to happen yet.
And you know what? You get Adam Silver, you get the feeling that he's like, we're not a daycare anymore. Like, we're let them handle that. We don't want to handle young guys.
Oh, well, maybe, yeah, if the players want to make money in college, let them handle that. I see that. I can see that. But nonetheless,
you're not a necessary middleman.
Yeah, but if the players say that they want that, Adam Silver will do what the players want. He's a players commissioner.
He's a players commissioner. Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign. They are scheduled to
Vultures
perform at Rolling Loud, California. Something or nothing.
Yeah, it's always something. Anytime you know.
They've had all types of issues with that music they made, bro. Like, there's all types of weird
legal stuff. It was supposed to come out, it wasn't released early, but it's Kanye. Sometimes
I think they had the preview party right down there at the Oasis in Wynwood, and it was like a secret show, and they were on for like 3 minutes. And
the album came out, what, Tuesday of this week?
But like, there was a secret listening at Oasis in Wynwood, and like, literally, like, people were there. And it was like playing, but they didn't know it was playing. And then, like, towards the end, Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign came out and, like, kind of talked. It was weird, man. And there's some very, Kanye says some very, and if you think that I said some things earlier that are kind of crazy, Kanye says some things that are really, really inappropriate on that album.
I mean, it's easy.
I mean, I can't repeat them. They're that vulgar. At least in my opinion, they're that vulgar. And it's not just cuss words, it's content. Like, do I like Ty Dolla $ign? Is it okay to like Ty Dolla $ign?
Why wouldn't you like Ty Dolla $ign?
I think he's a cool rapper. I think he's all right. I mean, he's hanging out with the wrong crowd, but, you know.
Leave you alone, man.
Leave him alone. Poor Ye.
Leave Yeezy alone. Leave Kanye
poor
alone.
Poor Ye alone. Poor Ye. Nonetheless, they're going to be at Rolling Loud. Maybe they'll be here in Miami Rolling Loud. We don't know. We'll have to see. A Rhode Island hiker.
Okay.
Recently killed a coyote with his bare hands, defending himself from an attack from that coyote. Something or nothing.
That's something.
That's a man.
That's a badass dude right there.
Is that Jason Kelce?
I don't know, man. You killed a coyote?
Coyotes are no joke, bro.
Oh, hold on. Was it a baby coyote?
No, it was a man.
It was
might have been a woman. Actually, you're probably better off fighting a male coyote than a female coyote.
So it was a aggressive coyote.
Aggressive coyote that was attacking
with
him.
With your bare hands? How do you just strangle? I don't know. All right, I'm just not messing with him, man.
I don't like killing animals.
If you can kill animals. With your
survival
bare hands.
Of the fittest. Yeah, that man can fight, okay?
I'm not effing with you, bro. Yeah, you good, bro.
You walk into a bar, you got a problem, bro?
I'm that
dude that killed a hyena or whatever with my bare hands. Nope, I'm good. Get this guy a beer. We're cool.
You got that, man.
We're cool. You're good.
You got that.
Cool. Sorry about that, man. I didn't mean to bump you. Or you didn't mean to, you probably didn't mean to bump me. We're cool. Did you hear this? Gen Zers are bringing back the landline phone because they think they look cool. Is that something or nothing, Vlad? You got the rotary, you got the cord, you got all that good stuff.
Oh my God.
Something
they always,
nothing.
It's nothing, but they always say what was old will always come back in
20,
the future.
20, 30 years, yeah, baby.
Who wants a landline? Now, don't get it twisted.
No, they sound great. They
Dan,
work all the time.
I'm not going to hold you. Back in junior high, when you were talking to a girl and you were in the landline, and then your mom would be like, hey, who's on that phone?
They try to be slick. So, yeah, okay, yeah, wait. Who's on the line? Who's on the
Hey, who are you talking to? You don't pay the bills here.
Mom, get off
that phone.
Get off the phone.
Yeah, I can't go back to that. Not when you have your own cell phone.
I would love to snoop on some of your conversations. That would be so awesome.
Boy, hey, man, those were good times. But being you know, in retrospect, thinking about it right now, it was fun because, yeah, when you're talking to someone, you were using a landline, and that girl or that girl liked you, she's actually spending that time on the phone talking to you.
And, you know, you could tell, like, they'd be like, man, you ain't talking to Julie. You'd be like, oh, man, I promise you, man, we're talking on the phone. No, here, pick it up. Let's call her.
Oh.
I don't know why I went, doot, doot, doot.
Kring, call kring, waiting, kring, call forwarding, kring. Second, another line.
Hello? Hey, can I speak with Julie, please? Who is it? It's Dan. Okay, Julie, Dan's on the phone. I told you, man. Oh, no, shit. Oh, shh. Hey, Dan, what's up? Hey, Julie, you know, I was just wanting to call you, see what's going on. Call you again, you know, because we talk all the time. I know, we've been on the phone a lot lately. Your friend's like, damn, man, that's cool. I don't know, man, but that could be... We could be.
Did you just give me a whole like dramatization of a phone call you had?
That was a reenactment, bro.
It was really like literally.
That was
like,
a reenactment.
You remember word for word everything that happened.
That was a reenactment, bro. My best friend Bo Boudreau was on the other line.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Damn.
Because they're not going to utilize it the way it should be used.
No, they're going to take Instagram pictures.
Come on, fam. No. Not for the over-order phone.
TikTok, man. That is.
Nah.
I like how Instagram and TikTok, they read your algorithm and they send you what you really want to see. And do you want to see what? Let's do this, Vlad. Let's see how Instagram has read my algorithm. This is totally impromptu. Am I right, Vlad? We got a camera. Hopefully, I'll give you some time if you're on the Twitch or the YouTube.
I'm sorry.
So we're going on at Dan Day Radio on Instagram. Let's see what the algorithm has read for me. I'm going to hit the
landline was so great. Because you could see the multitasking that, you know, your mom could do. Your mom could be cooking on the phone with her best friend or your grandmother and still throw a shoe and hit you in the head for acting up.
Yep. That's how they do things, man. Yeah, because the phone was always
she was always in, with they're the phone. Always they're cool. Always in triple threat position, bro.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
They're
man.
Always in triple threat
cooking on the
triple
phone.
Triple threat position.
And if your mom had one of the, it was really a talker. She had that like weird foam thing that was on the handle of the phone, so she could put it close to her neck.
Game changer. You ready for this?
Let's go.
Wireless. Oh man.
When
the phone was portable,
you could go in any room.
Ah, that was it. Mom was whooping your ass.
There could be a day where you could actually talk outside. Now you can do it all over. Okay, so Vlad, you know I'm a big music guy. I'm into sports and all this stuff. What do you think the algorithm for Instagram has picked up when I hit the search button? What do you think it's going to be all of? Be honest.
Phones.
No, women, bro.
It's always about. Why?
That's the algorithm. Look, if you're watching on Twitch and YouTube, this is impromptu.
That poor woman.
All bad ones. That's what the algorithm has chosen for me. Just all bad ones. And all bad ones to my liking. Did you notice that? They were all very similar looking ladies. I love Instagram and TikTok. Now, TikTok, I can't even get into TikTok right now. It takes too long to log in, and the videos are just amazing.
Nobody likes to talk.
You got to know what my TikTok line is full of. That algorithm, man.
Baddies.
That algorithm. I mean, like, I'm into a lot of different stuff, but there is one thing I am definitely into, according to Instagram and TikTok. Bill Clinton. Did that. Get this, Vlad. A 48-year-old had a heart attack during a half marathon. Didn't faze him. He finished anyway. Something or nothing.
Oh, that's something. He's a badass. What the hell? You catching a heart attack and you still trying to finish the race?
Dude, that's how fanatical those racers and runners are, dude.
It's like, not even that.
Man, I've been training for this. F that.
You know, I mean, he's a badass, but there's some type of things that are badass that I'm not trying to pull.
I mean, imagine if you had a heart attack on the Kaseya Center Court when you were playing basketball the other day.
Oh, Jesus. That'd have been bad. That'd have been really bad.
What was the final score of that game?
Was it 21-4?
Two baskets. It was
21-4.
I heard y'all made two baskets.
Yeah, 21-4.
I heard there was a volume shooter on the team.
Oh, she was a volume shooter. She was definitely a volume shooter.
Figgy got mad at me the other day. Wait, you know how to play basketball? Yeah, I mean, I played in high school. I was AAU. You know, I could have walked on at a college basketball team. He's like, we needed you. I was like, oh, hell no. Hell no. I saw what happened to y'all. Whew. Does that video up anywhere?
I hope not. I want to burn that video. That's a stain I don't want.
I thought that you did it as comedy. Routines. Our dude, Channing Crowder's got a comedy show coming up at the Danny Improv, which you work. That is going to be on March 3rd at 6 o'clock. I thought maybe you were trying to put together a comedy routine.
Oh, no. The comedy routine was thinking that I'm still 36 or 26 when I'm 46.
That's why I chose not to be a comedian and not play. When I got that text, I said, oh, hell no.
And it was horrible planning.
Plus, you also went up against ringers, which made it even worse. Like, seriously, you were playing like some call center. There was a 6'7" guy, a girl.
Nah, fam, they brought in ringers. They brought in ringers.
They had a girl that was like a collegiate basketball
player.
Nah,
she looked like she was Kelsey Plum.
A 6'7" guy and like another like 6'4" guy. Who at the call center? What call center has that?
Yo, fam, the first play they ran, Buddy tried to dunk on me. Like, he tried to put me in this dungeon.
Like, Marcos grab a dude that the only reason he didn't get dunked on is because he grabbed
him? Yeah, he grabbed him. The guy was in mid-flight.
There's His no way.
His were, like, all around Marcos' face. It was nasty.
There's no way you should be playing charity / whatever fun basketball, and people should be dunking and running plays. I'm sorry. That's a ringer. That's a D move right there. I'm not going to lie. That's a D move. It doesn't help your business out. It doesn't make your business better. Didn't make our business better with the team we put out there, but that's besides the point. Dating columnist recently said the worst lovers are rich men.
The worst lovers?
Yeah, because they know they got it.
I can pay you.
They don't have to do nothing. They don't have to impress you.
Listen, I'm rich. I'm not trying to. It's about my pleasure, not yours.
It's about my pleasure. You want me.
They don't have to.
Like me, man, I'm trying to do my best because that's all I got. Rich dudes are like, you know what? If you don't like it, go home. You ain't getting this. Find the next one. Okay.
Nah, that's nothing, man.
Smart move. Okay. Last but not least, a girl's 49-year-old dad recently impregnated her 23-year-old friend. So that girl said, you're a straight-up gold digger. Told everyone, posted it on social media. They're no longer friends, but soon to be mother-in-law possibly.
Stepmother-in-law, that's nasty.
I ain't gonna lie, that 23-year-old is fine, too.
All right, so Pops smashed his daughter's best friend.
23 years old. He's 49.
It's nasty. I mean, I'm not upset at it.
I'm not mad at anybody.
Everything's under legal... under legal circumstances.
Let's break down this 3-leg parlay, and I'm not mad at any of them. The dad, definitely not mad at him for getting a bad one.
Oh, hell no.
23-year-old, definitely not mad at her. She saw that the gold digging. She saw the money. She knows that rich men aren't the best lovers, but they can pay for kids. Boom. And the daughter.
The daughter's hating. That's all.
But you know what? In that situation, it's okay to go out there and call your friend a gold digger.
Nah.
She's hurt.
Nah, you just hurt because what?
We got daddy issues.
Unless you have daddy issues and then your best friend knows that you had daddy issues and then came in and...
If you ever have to tell your friend not to smash one of your parents, it's probably a tough situation that you're in.
I don't know, bro.
One more hour of sports day to come. 560 WQAM.
You on the water today with your new Yamaha Wave Runner.
Manufacturer suggested retail price does not include prep, freight, or tax. Monthly APR rate on price based on tier 1 qualifying APR. See dealer for details.
It's Austin Burke time.
Here's Kenny Sager from Austin Burke.
Guys, it was a great holiday season. I want to wish you a great new year.